Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast that we have prepared for Thursday, June 18th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and again, Brooksine is with me today. She was ill yesterday, but is feeling a bit better, although you may hear a little bit of a raspiness in her voice today. Our ministry is Daily Encouragement Net, and each weekday morning we prepare these messages, email to several thousand, and post up on this podcast and on the web and on several blogs, and our goal remains encouraging others in Christ, and we hope today's message will do so. It's titled, Our Hope in Christ. Two scripture texts today, Proverbs 18, verse 10, and 1 Corinthians 15, verse 19.
The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men.
Andre Crouch, a very popular Christian musician throughout the 70s, and in fact he's still around, wrote a song that comes to mind this morning as I reflect upon our daily text, especially the second one. The words of one stanza are as follows.
But if heaven never was promised to me, neither God's promise to live eternally, it's been worth just having the Lord in my life. Living in a world of darkness, He came along and brought me the light.
Well, I like that song, and I located it today as I prepared the message. In fact, there's a link to a YouTube video where Andre Crouch is singing it. I know what Andre Crouch is trying to convey regarding the joys and blessings of the Christian walk in contrast to the dark void of living without Him. Crouch's thoughts expressed in this song are a sentiment that many believers would agree with.
When we were spinning out of control, when we had no real purpose for living, receiving Christ and His abundant plan for our lives turned our desperate situation into hopeful expectation. We are among those who walked in darkness, who have seen a great light.
Having said that, any allusion to heaven or eternity not being a part of God's future plan for the believer is contrary to Paul's statement in the daily text. The Apostle Paul again wrote, If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. In the greater context of 1 Corinthians 15, Paul is giving his great defense of the resurrection of Christ.
We are to be pitied, because apart from the resurrection, the very foundation of our faith would be fatally flawed. The literal physical resurrection of Jesus Christ is the very foundation of our faith. Our hope of salvation hinges on Christ's resurrection from the dead. And in the very next verse, Paul emphatically proclaims, But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead.
Well, if He had not been risen, His death was to no avail, since He would be numbered among all others before Him who died and was buried. The end. Those who have endured persecution and suffering for Christ would have done so for nothing. Those martyred for their faith would have died an early death in vain, instead of receiving a crown that fadeth not away.
Christ truly makes a wonderful difference in earth's journey. And indeed, if this life was all there is to His fulfillment, Christ makes a wonderful difference in earth's journey. And indeed, if this life was all there is,
His fulfillment and the order He brings is wonderful. Actually, that's a portion Brooksine edited.
I
understand what she's saying. However, it's not only for this life that we have hope in Christ. We all face death and loss, but what an astounding difference for those whose hope is solidly anchored in Christ. When one dies, we do not grieve as those who have no hope, because our hope is completely fulfilled beyond the grave. And we have a link to 1 Corinthians 4, verse 13. Well, life is fragile, and it's unpredictable. Now is the day of salvation. We urge you to place your hope, your faith in Christ today. Do so in this life, and do so for the life yet to come.
Let's pray together. Father, we thank You for Jesus and His obedience in dying for our sins, that we might be forgiven and experience eternal life. We're so glad that You did not abandon Him to the grave, but instead you raised him up on the third day so that we might have eternal salvation. We place our hope in you for all that concerns us in this life. We also look beyond the grave, knowing that our greatest hope awaits us there. Keep us faithful in life's journey so that our hope on this side will be fully realized on the other side. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today. It's nice to have Brooksine back with me. She's recovering, but still a little bit under the weather. She was able to do the editing on the message today and, of course, join me here for the reading of our podcast. We do have several musical links up today, including the song we alluded to earlier in the message by Andre Crouch, If Heaven Was Never Promised to Me. We also have a great song I like, and I don't even know who's singing it. I think it's in a Billy Graham crusade called My Hope Is in the Lord. And then a wonderful version, a different tune than I'm familiar with, of The Solid Rock. We also have a couple of books we recommend today. And today, the photo we have on our site is kind of interesting, and it kind of goes with the message. It's not a photo that I took, but it is a unique photo taken by either my Amish friend or someone in the business they have. They build barns throughout the East, and they have several pictures on the website that they took, and one of them is of this fascinating leaning silo. It's taken in rural Virginia. I would guess in the Shenandoah Valley, but I am not sure. That's a very agricultural area. And as you look at it, you may wonder just how much longer it's going to stand. It's like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Well, have a blessed day. Our ministry is on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This is, of course, our message for Thursday, June 18th, 2009. Have a blessed day and continue to hope in Christ.